A coyote has been terrorizing residents in a South Ward neighborhood in Orillia. Annette Cuppage, who lives on Millard Street, says the coyote has killed numerous cats and rabbits in the area. On Saturday morning, my neighbor came face to face with it while he was walking his dog, she said. He needs to be captured and put in a better habitat. With school starting in a couple of weeks, Cuppage fears for small children who attend St. Bernard's Catholic School and Regent Park Public School. The little kids probably don't know that it's dangerous, she said. What happens if they go near it? She says the coyote has been spotted at various hours of the day and doesn't seem to fear much. She says it's fast and athletic. A lady on James Street chased it out of her backyard with a broom and it scaled a 6-foot fence with no problem, she said. He's a big, healthy boy. Cuppage says she can't let her pets outside unsupervised without the fear of something happening to them. In the 19 years she's lived in the neighborhood, she says there has never been a coyote sighting before. I think that this coyote has maybe been pushed out of where it came from, she said. I know there are a lot of rabbits in this neighborhood, so that might be the attraction to here. She says she and other neighbors have called the Ministry of Natural Resources, the Ontario SPCA Orillia Animal Center, and the City of Orillia. They say they don't have jurisdiction to deal with that, she said. They say we are going to have to pay someone to get it. According to the province's website, the ministry does not provide direct wildlife control, including coyote control. It states municipalities are responsible for taking appropriate action when human-wildlife encounters create ongoing conflict situations on municipal property. Municipalities can also take action on private property with the permission of the landowner. Brooklyn Harker, OPP Central Region Media Relations Coordinator, agrees, saying municipalities are responsible for animal control. The public should contact their local animal control or bylaw enforcement office for animal control issues, she said. The police should be contacted in emergency situations only. She says the management of wild animals is not a core policing duty. However, the OPP will assist municipal bylaw officers, the Ontario SPCA, and the Ministry of Natural Resources if requested to do so. Melissa Gowanlock, manager of communications for the City of Orillia, says concerns about a coyote or other wildlife should be directed to the OPP if a resident feels the animal poses an immediate threat to public safety. For non-emergency wildlife concerns, residents may seek advice from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, she said. The City of Orillia does not address wildlife issues. She says residents can help deter coyotes and other wildlife from their property by keeping it free from waste, not having pet food outside, and keeping small pets indoors. More information and coyote protection resources from the province can be found here.